What's going on, everyone? It's Richard Goldstein back here at the Investors Herald. Tonight, I'm going to talk about who I believe Salesforce will acquire next. Stay tuned. Salesforce is one of my favorite companies. It's also a top five holding for myself over the years. And as it continues to go up, I continue to add, and I guarantee it will jump into one of my top three holdings in the next 5 years. They're the leader in the CRM space, and I love investing in market leaders. They're also run by questionably one of the top 10 CEOs in the world. Mark Benioff has transformed Salesforce exponentially through his energy, vibrant sense of humor, and not to mention, he's amassed over 1 million followers on Twitter. He's becoming a global icon in the tech space. Mark is a huge fan of one of my personal idols, Tony Robbins, and makes a majority of his employees attend one of Tony's Unleash the Power Within or Business Mastery events. When I went to Unleash the Power Within 2 years ago, a whole division of Salesforce was there, pumped up and ready to go. People describe the environment as top shelf. And Mark has a 96% approval rating on Glassdoor. This company ranks in the top 100 best companies to work for consistently, year after year. In the past 5 years, Salesforce is up 129%. That's an average of 25.8% a year if held long term. Again, with this whole coronavirus environment and stay-at-home work, companies are adapting to CRM models quickly and realizing how effective they can be to capture companies and also retain customers in the long run. As an overview of CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management, Salesforce allows companies to complete customer service, analytics, and applications to understand how they can better improve themselves. And businesses use them to see areas where they can focus on to enhance their infrastructure. Since their IPO, Salesforce has been the king of acquiring developing companies to enhance their platform and make them the most competitive CRM in the world. According to my calculations, Salesforce on average acquires 5 to 7 companies a year. Their largest recent purchase was Tableau for $15.3 billion. I do think they are eyeing a company that has a $15.6 billion market cap and would strengthen their portfolio strongly. This purchase would make them the king and would strongly incentivize people to become members of an already great platform. This purchase would be, drumroll please, Slack Technologies, trading under the ticker WORK. Since they IPO'd, Slack has really not done any work. It's down about 25%. This is why Salesforce has it in their crosshairs. Slack is starting to gain serious momentum in the current market conditions, and the integrations between both platforms are flawless. They already exist as well. With the chat features and alerts of Slack mixed with the CRM platform of Salesforce, companies and customers would be synced like no other platform. Salesforce needs a collaborative software, and this would allow teams to really work on the customer experience together. The platforms already intertwine and integrate really well. Let me run this by you as well. Salesforce acquired Work.com, and Slack's ticker symbol is Work. Coincidence or not, still seems like a valid point for me to bring up. One of the main flaws of Slack is that it has direct competitors in established tech names, such as Microsoft Teams and several others. It's just hard to compete with a Microsoft when they can outspend on their product to try to make it more superior. They'll also put yours down every step of the way and really try to take your market share. I know Slack wants to get bought by an established tech company if their CEO is willing to sell. Slack has millions of third-party apps, and so does Salesforce. If they connect them, they would run flawlessly, and it would really be a powerhouse in this newly established space, I would mention. I really, really feel that this will happen. So just keep your eye out on how Salesforce trades in the coming months, how Slack trades, what their earnings look like, if they're growing their revenue, because I think both of them will get a major, major boost in the upcoming earnings season. Thank you for listening to the Investors Herald. For more content to come.